Okay, file 002, Tuesday night, Hilchos Shmita. When I met with this person from the what's it called? HaTorah V'Haaretz Institute. That used to be in Kfar Darom, and now it's in Ashkelon, unfortunately. So we've been having meetings with them, and things are coming to a certain... Be'ezus Hashem, things will work out. I hope. We'll see. Another week to see if things work out. Anyway, the first time we met with him, he said something very, very clever, which I'd like to say over. He said something very, very smart. He said that in Shvius, there's no Mesorah how things are supposed to be. And therefore, that's one of its problems. One of the problems in coming up with Piskei Halachas and a Mahalach of how to do things, you know, and it just popped up after hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, right, not having it, so there's no Mesorah how things are done. You know, unbeknownst to probably to most people, to many laymen, you in the halachic process, you learn things, and there's chumras, and there's details, and there's the basics, and then there's always pratim, and then, you know, and prate pratim, and then sometimes it turns out that real life, right, is really totally in the subtlety that's a machlekes achronim. But most things have already, over the years, over the centuries, have established mahalchim how they are done. Tefillin has a way how it's made already. Matzahs has a way of it's baked. Now, after the dust settles, so to speak. So she should sit over there. That's how we.
That's sufficient.
Yeah. It's okay. Going to be sufficient. Okay. So it has. A mahalach has been worked out. I call it how things are done. Whether it's shechita, the whole shechita process from shechita to nikur, malich in the middle, or a get. There's already how things are done. And every once in a while, and it happens quite often, right, someone will go through the halachas, technically, and then he'll write a kuntras, how no one's yaitse shofar, and no one's doing mila properly, and no one's wearing tefillin properly, because the tefillin are not made properly. A few days ago, on Sorotskin, there was a four-page booklet, how a Reuven are not done properly. He's not even talking about the Tzuras HaPesach. He's talking about the pas. The shituf that's created, what the word Eruv really means. And he had like a list of 7 things or 10 things that are ikar halachas and we don't do them properly. And, sometimes he has good points, like Sataka, no one was yaitzit to Kiyashayf until now, and Mila is not done, and the matzah. The teretz is, I don't know what the teretz is exactly. Whether it should be ignored and laughed at, it's also, maybe not. Maybe he has a good point. I'm talking now, this is editorializing. It's really like the Mishnah Brura in Safras. Many Sofrim, and I've met them, because we're not that far from the days of the Mishnah Brura. Many Sofrim resented the Mishnah Brura. Like, there was a way how they wrote the Oseus, and it was accepted. And along comes the Mishnah Brura and Mishnah Sofrim, and he wrote a kuntras. No, you're not writing the letters right. And there was a resentment. The old time Sofrim said the Mishnah Brura, he knows those. He's not a Sofer. He doesn't know. This is how it's done. So you have these things that there's a way it's done, and you can always delve into like a certain, I'm not sure what word to use, like the technicalities of the halacha, and come up with things that we don't do right, or this. I once saw a very nice article about this process. He gave it a name. There's a Rav Chaim Soloveitchik in YU. He's the grandson of Rav Chaim, or a few years ago, he wrote for Tradition, I think, a very nice article describing what's happening to halacha. like the Mishnah Brewerizing. he didn't call it that. That's my words. Like going away from tradition and from how things were done, and now things are... So you could say it's a big nailer, the truth is. Because now we're being more technical and we're checking out the sources and we're making sure it's technically correct. But anyway, he wrote this very, very interesting, long article describing the phenomena in the halacha. Shvius, so that's what this Yoel Friedman's point was, that Shvius really has no how it's done. And therefore, there's a whole range of halachic choices that this chumras and this kulas, and like no one really knows what they're doing. People are grappling in the dark.
For many years.
There's no yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael for thousands of years. There was nobody was living here. There wasn't no geya. The whole thing woke up 150 years ago, 100 years ago, that they woke up and they had to start. It's like you wake up all of a sudden after a 2,000 year sleep and you have to start shechting. So you go through your Adeya, and guess what? There's like such a range of machleiksim, and there's so many different ways to do it. And every step of the way there's a machleikis, and every step of the way there's a shaila, and it's not clear, and you don't really know what you're doing, and you have to feel your way. And that's what's happened in Shemitah, and it's very difficult. The Marshal, there's a Torah journal, Tchumen, the Tzomet Institute puts it out. So the last Tchumen, Chav Zion, I think it is, so they have a whole bunch of us, so there. Please be moichel me. I don't keep us through God, people. That's my only way of describing them. It's just shorthand to describe who they are. So they have. So they're not HaTorah V'Haaretz. See, they're like strong Het Mechira people. So they have a whole series of articles showing why the Oitz HaBezdin route to take Paris, which have Kedusha Shvius, and to market it, so to speak, to distribute it. Based on the idea of Oitz HaBezdin and the farmers get paid for their work. So they zero in on it, they rip it to shreds, they show how there's 10 times more halachic problems with Oitz HaBezdin than with the Het HaMechira. And I'm not even saying they're wrong, because you can do that. You can do that with anything. You can take any area, and we can have this shir. After we finish with Shemitah, we could start having a shir in Hilchos Tefillin, in Hilchos Bris Milah, in Hilchos anything, and you rip it apart, and you could write a sefer which ends up with the word Kehilchasa, and there's voluminous notes on the bottom, encyclopedic notes on the bottom, because there's always a sheet of everything. And the halachic process really, like you're not supposed to watch the chef making the tuna fish salad. You're really not, a layman should not watch the halachic process being hammered out. It's not pretty. You know, and it just ends up being a certain way. I know by Gittin, which I went through both angles, the technical angle and the how it's done angle. And the things that were makbid on in the Sidur HaGet, which was like the Yesh Oimrim Sheyesh Lahachmir in the Hagos of Kiva Eger, that we're makbid on, and then there's Rishonim say you should really be makbid on certain things. Yeah, nobody, we don't care about that. And that's just the way it is. And one day I'll write a contrast that all I'm getting my chazish. So that was his point. His point, so he says their mahalach in HaTorah V'Aretz is their whole halachic mahalach is what they call Seder Adifius. To work out just what's better to do, and this is your second choice, and this is your third choice, because it's really hard to be koveya a mahalach, because there's no derech salula in how things are done. So that's just, that's my whole hakdama, and that's why there's such a range of things, and no one's quite sure what's the rabbonim dikta harisha, and especially with modern technology, and there's all kinds of new machines that are choresh the land, and they don't go that deep, and they, like, so is it a d'oraisa harisha or a d'rabbanan harisha? You know, so you couple the uncertainty of a derech salula with new technology of how you water the plants and how you mezabel the plants, and it just creates a lot of uncertainty. So nothing here certainly is not halacha psuka, and realize there's a whole range of halachic possibilities, And I'm going to try to speak them out. What are the range of halachic possibilities, both in Avodos Haaretz and in Kedushos HaPeiros? But the Hakdama is really that there's no Derech Salula, and there just isn't. And in other things, because we've been living with them for so long, basic Derech Salulas have been hammered out. Okay, so today's shiur is really going to deal with, and the first many shiurim are going to deal with Avodas Karka, the agricultural Isurim. In the coming weeks, today I'm sure we're not going to get up to already the practicality of the garden that you have attached to your house. I will, amidst Hashem, I hope, talk about that in the coming weeks. Today it's really basic principles of Avodas Karka. And then we'll try to relay it to the Sfarim. The Sfarim that we're having on Shvius really all have chapters, devoted to Ginos Noi, it's called. That's what people have gardens, like special issues that come up with Ginos Noi. Okay. One of the most basic, important principles in Shvius is that we paskin that what's Midioraisa is only the four, is really five malachas, we'll call them, five others. The four lavim, which is lo sizra, not the plant, lo sizmor, which is referring to gethen, as karmacha lo sizmor, we'll call it the prune, but that's a very superficial word, because this is, we'll see, there's a difference between how you prune, whether it's diorais or drabanon. And lotizra is the plant, and it includes, for practical purposes, it includes trees also, planting trees, or grafting, or harkava, or havracha, as it's called. Okay, and losiktsar and losivtsar will leave for later, because they really deal with the idea of making the peiros hefker, and how you're supposed to, not to act in your field like a balabais. So the first few weeks we'll really be dealing with the absolute Isurim, which Midioraisa is Lo Sizra and Lo Sizmor, not to plant, which includes trees also, the pashtus, and not to prune the Kerem, and it includes Harisha, according to most Rishonim, either it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, or it's an Asay, Bechorish V'Kotzer Tishbos, and maybe it's referring to Tosfos Shvius, so Koshken Shvius, but Achaponim, we could assume that Harisha is also Midioraisa also. Okay, now there is a Radvaz, an interesting Radvaz, that because of various theorists in the Inyan of Harisha, he suggests that there's two types of Harisha. One is in an empty field, which really prepares the field for planting, and that's maybe that he suggests is the Drabanan Harisha. But the Harisha you do, this is described really in Masech HaShabbos also, regarding Melech HaShabbos. The Harisha you do after the field is planted already, to cover it and to that, and it's sort of akin to Zriya, it's sort of a type of Zriya almost, that's the one that's Midioraisa. In other words, when it helps out already planted things, let's say you plow between trees, and that stimulates the ground for the things that are planted already, that's the Dioraisa one. In an empty field, just to prepare it, that's the Rabbanon, that's a Radvaz, because of various theorists. The Chazanish Lamaisa, bottom line, no, all Harisha is Dioraisa. Now, the way fields Lamaisa function in Shvius is based on the principle that what would be Toldos in Hilcha Shabbos and would be also Dioraisa, and you'd get Skila and Kores and Shvius, the Gemara says, or Rava says, and that's how we paskin, that it's Midrabanan. Toldos are Midrabanan. Watering your field, even though it's a Toldo of planting. All Toldos are also only Midrabanan. And, as we'll see, all the Rabbanans are mutter to do on Shemitah to avoid to avoid hefsid. If the tree will die, if the plant will wither, then you're allowed to do malachas d'rabbanan. What's called hefsid, maybe we'll touch upon today. That's a very, very complicated, very, very not clear, very complicated, what's considered hefsid. We'll get to it. Now I just want to say the principles. So all toldos are d'rabbanan. I'll be going over the toldos. I'll give a list, basically. All toldos are d'rabbanan, and you can do d'rabbanans, malacha d'rabbanans on shvias to avoid hefsid. Okay. Now, someone might think, wait a second, if Shemitah b'zman hazeh is d'rabbanan, and the Chazon Ish's maskana is that you could lechatchila rely when it works, when it applies, when it's nogeya, you could lechatchila rely on the shitas that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is d'rabbanan. That's a consensus, and you can rely on that lechatchila. That's a Chazon Ish's maskana. So what about malachas d'oraisa? Why aren't they mutter b'zman hazeh and do everything to avoid hefsid? Because bottom line is it's d'rabbanan. Because shmita b'zman hazeh is d'rabbanan. And some achronim earlier, like when shmita first started, like some achronim suggested that indeed, maybe it is mutter, but not the Chazon Ish and others, Rav Kook, all agreed. Now, Rav Kook really wanted it. I'm not so sure Rav Kook Zatzal was really masik so much that Shemitah B'zman HaZeh is the Rabbanan. I'm not 100% sure. Because when he gave horos, he gave a lot of horos after that, at the Mechira, what you can do and what you can't do. And he was machalik. I'm not sure. Anyway, we are mechalek, even b'zman hazeh. Even though we are masik that shmita b'zman hazeh is the rabbanon, but malachas that would be d'oraisa, you cannot do even to avoid the hefsid of the tree, let's say, or of the plant, or of the crop, or of the ground. The ground will get ruined. It won't be motzi peiros anymore. You cannot do a malacha d'oraisa to avoid that, even b'zman hazeh when shmita is the rabbanon, but you can do the whole gamut of Malachas d'Rabbanan, as we'll see. Maybe we should mention the reason Shemitah b'zman hazeh would be d'Rabbanan can be for one of three reasons. It could be that Kedusha Shniya is Loikit Shela Asid Lavo. You either know what that means or you don't. I'm not explaining it. It could be either because Kedusha Shniya is Loikit Shela Asid Lavo. It could be that there's a requirement, even if Kedusha Shniya is Kitchel Asad Lavo, but there's a requirement of Kol Yoshveha Aleha, like the Rambam says it by Truma, there's a requirement of Kol Yoshveha Aleha, that you need either most or all of Klal Yisrael to be living here, perhaps even according to the Shvatim, perhaps in their right place. That's the second reason it would be Durabbanan. Even Truma B'zman HaZeh is Durabbanan according to the Rambam, because you need Kol Yoshveho Aleha. And the third reason is that it requires Yovel, that Shemitah is only a D'oraisa when Yovel is around, and Yovel certainly requires Kol Yoshveho Aleha and the Oretz Chalukah L'Shvatim. So those are the three reasons why Shemitah B'zman HaZeh would be D'rabbanan, which is pretty much a maskana. Okay? By the way, Zriya and Netiya of Ilone Srach is also Asur, not just of fruit bearing trees. Okay. Yeah. I'm just making various points. Zmira, when we talk about pruning, it's most told that it's only of a gethen that's the oraisa, because there is a particular way of pruning. It's a specific, very Maisa Umen. It's a very particular, what's the word? It's a specialized type of pruning that you do in a gefen that you don't find by other trees. Rav Eliashiv and other achronim point out that, I don't know what I'm talking about, I'll just say it over, that the kiwi tree has that type of zmira, and a zmira pruning of a kiwi tree is very possibly, probably D'oraisa also, because it has that type of pruning. Mashenkein, just the pruning to get rid of excess leaves or excess branches, what we also call pruning, balaz, as laymen, that's probably derabbanan. And as you can imagine, again, whenever you say something's derabbanan, so, you know, it doesn't help you in Hilchas Shabbos, let's say, most of the time, but in Hilchas Shemitah, it has automatically tremendous ramifications, because that means it's mutter to do to avoid hefsed. And as, you know, as you want to define hefsed, but that opens up, like it opens up the whole working on the field. If it's, once it's the Rabbanon, a cynic would say, Megebzach an Eitzah. You know, you find an Eitzah. Although, again, to be Magdir Hefsid is quite difficult also. So Zmira and pruning other trees is probably Drabonon. Only this, and maybe a kiwi, they say. I saw by the way, I noticed this Katif Shviya Sefer describes the agricultural realities much more than the Mishpatei Oretz Sefer. Those only two Sfarim I compared. Just in terms of describing So he says, Zmiras HaGefen, he had Tzoras HaNov, cutting the branch that you cause that many branches come out from the place where you cut. That's what you're doing when you're pruning in the Geffen tree. They have the Maram HaKaimus, like where exactly pruning a Geffen is described. Gizum HaDomelezeh Be'etz Macherim Osur Gamhumen HaTorah. He says the most would be the kiwi. He brings down from Shabbos Aretz, that's from Rav Kook, is the kiwi, and maybe some types of afarsikin, peaches. Okay. And then Rav Nissim Karelitz says that only if the gizum, that's really the technical verb for pruning, only if it'll bring out peros that year, that season, that you're cutting into it. But apparently you cut into it and it grows from that cut. That's what's awesome with the Araisa. Nissim Karelit says, just if it'll come out that season. If it'll only come out the next season, it's already derabbanan. Okay, he brings down Maram HaKaimus. That's okay. Good. So that's...
Pruning a non-fruit bearing tree, just cutting off branches.
It's almost certain. It's for sure there are banana. You know, even in fruit bearing trees, if you just cut off excess stuff, that's there are banana. Okay, according to the Novel. Now here's a idur. In English is hoeing, right? H-O-E-I-N-G. That's there are banana, in contradistinction to harisha. But no one's quite sure how to define hoeing as opposed to harisha. The Rash says, the Rash Mishans, he says when you chofer, just a kli that a person uses as opposed to a behemah, as opposed to shvorim with the machresha, once it's a kli that the person uses, that's already called idur. Here. So, what? It's a good question. Again, he brings down in this sefer, they bring down on page 39, footnote 3, all the shitas describing. First of all, I don't know it. Second of all, even if I did know it, that's not the purpose of the shiur. We can't possibly cover all the proctim. They bring down the miktsoi side of possibilities, what makes harisha d'oraisa and what makes it the Rabbanon. They bring down from Rav Nissim Karelitz and from Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, the Chazanish, Rav Shaul Yisraeli. They have here the descriptions in Bekitz and Nimritz of the Miktsoi things that are. The problem is they have things now called cultivators, discs, and these things are really, they're kalim that are run by people, but they're pretty, so it's not, so someone told me, There's a whole set of horaos that the Chazanish gave the Pi Poyle Agud Yisrael Moshovim, and it's not in any of his Sfarim. Like he went around, and they, I forgot the name of the Rav that he went around with from Pai, and he gave them horos on how to do everything in Shemitah. And this is not, it's really from the Chazon Ish. And I see there, here on the bottom, they keep quoting, they quote something called Dapei Halacha Lechakloim, which I suspect is that, because it's usually Yad Binyomin Shel Pai B'Shem HaChazon Ish Dmei Halacha Lechakloim. So I'm going to try to get hold of that. I don't know if it exists as a printed sefer. That has, Ayin Dapei Halacha Lechakloim, number 29, that the Chazon Ish was matter this and was matter that. So that's okay. So there it says with a disc. I don't know what a disc is. I admit it. That's mutter. Rebbe Yashiv says that's impossible. It has to be deraisa. And again, any question of deraisa derabbanon has an immediate, very bepoildik ramification about bepoil doing it. B'mokum hefset. So it's like very, very nogeya. It's not just how chomer it is. So my friend Rabbi Stein told me that ironically what's been developing is as follows. The Pai Moshovim that have been keeping Shemitah since way back when, so they follow the horos of the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish was generally very, but was Mekel. And the newer places, he says in Kfar Etzion, and these places, they follow Rav Elyashiv's horos, and he's Machmir. So they're Mekel and they're Machmir, and a lot of things like that. It's a an anomaly. Okay. B'derech Klal, and this was confirmed by the Gardner I talked to. Again, we'll go into this more b'protein in the coming weeks. Now I just want to get principles. In Ginos Noi, in your gardens, it's extremely rare to have a hefsid that would require idur during the year. You can go for a year without hoeing anything. It's very, very rare. So, okay. But since it's a funny thing, because no one's quite sure what's called Idur. Again, I refer you to page 39, the bottom. And no one's quite sure what's called Hefsid. So if you ever figure out what's Idur and what's Hefsid, you'll be able to do it. Okay. Let's move on. Okay, Toldos of Zriya. Let's talk about what Toldos of Zriya are, which are also Midrabbanon only. So obviously Hashka'a, watering, to be mezabel the field through, they put chemicals or whatever they put in through the Hashka'a system. Notice they're mezabel, they're not mezabel, when you mezabel the earth and you give the earth koach, it becomes a tolda of Harisha, because that's Harisha, making the earth more roy to give out peros, that's Harisha. Zriya is when you're being mashbiach, the growth of the things that are growing. So it seems that they do zebul differently. There's a zebul that's done like in the water. If they put zebul, or the equivalent of fertilizing agents in that, and then it's a tolda of zriya. And when they just do it organic zebul, it could be differences. Okay, well, I'm speaking out what it's a tolda. Okay, to take away a psolus from the plant to allow its growth to spurt. That would be a tolda of Zriya, to prune the branches, to prune leaves. That's a tolda. Weeding is a tolda of Zriya, to take out, when that's off of together, and you take out in between in order to allow for growth. Sometimes they will do something to the tree to be mechavein its growth. It shouldn't grow crooked. It should go straight, or it should grow up. It shouldn't like grow to the side. Spraying. It's not so clear why. When we learned Yerushalmi, we talked about this. That for some reason, spraying against bugs is considered the tolda of Zriya, even though it's really like, If you go by hand and you would remove all the bugs from your tree, that's not a tolda of Zriya. That's you're taking the bugs away. But for some reason, spraying the tree is already an avodat chatlaut on the tree, and that's considered a toldah of Zriah. To shmir the tree, they put on shmirs to chase away the mazikim. Even to cover them, to protect them from the elements, is considered a toldah of Zriah. And again, also midrabbanan, to avoid the total, to avoid serious damage to the tree, which we'll define in a few minutes, hopefully. It's mutter, but I'm going now just what would be the various malachas that are midrabbanan. Okay, to cover it or to uncover it, to expose it to the elements, you might want it to get more air, or you might want it to get more sun, or you might want to cover it from excess sun, or from the heat, or from the cold. That's all told us of Zriah. Okay, Charisha is to be machshir the karka, or to make it better in order for it to grow things. So anything you do is a toldah of Charisha. Let's say you smooth out the ground. Someone asked me, Grandpa, yesterday, and I think I answered him too quickly, and I take back my answer. If he's going to let his kids play in his garden, and they're going to be digging holes. So I said, probably it's going to be okay, but now I'm not sure anymore. So I take back the answer, and we'll see as we go through the halachas. Hopefully in the next few weeks we'll go over the pratim of how to deal with your backyard gardens. But making the ground smooth and straight, filling up holes in the ground, making holes, all these things, being machshir the karka. Maybe at this point I should say an important principle that we're going to find in Shemitah also is that Dover Shein Miskaven is mutter, and according to most Achronim, even if it's psikreisha. Even psikreisha is mutter on Shemitah. So when your purpose is something else, it would be technically mutter, although there is a very wide range of things that are usur mishumar asayim. So usually if they don't get you from the psikreisha end, they get you from the marasayan end. But we'll see. Obviously there's a big difference between something being usur al psikreisha like it is on Shabbos and something being usur al marasayan. But that's an important principle. Dover Sheinu Miskaven on Shemitah is mutter, even if it's psikreisha. That's a parenthetical point that I just thought of. To take away avonim, to clear avonim away, anything that's machshir your field to weed, even if something is not there, or to fertilize when there's nothing growing there yet, but you're giving kayach to the land, so that's a tolda of charisha. Okay, now malachas d'oraisa are asur, even if to avoid the total misa damage, total damage, it'll get ruined. Your field will get ruined. So there's nothing you can do about it. But the reason you could water your field if the field will get ruined is because watering is only an issur d'rabbanan. And therefore, you can do an issur d'rabbanan to save the field from damage. Now that's the field. That's the field. Now, it's called the field, or let's say the field or the tree. We're not talking yet about the peros. We're talking about the field or the tree. So if it'll get ruined, or if it won't be motzi peros, so that's called also, that's called it's dead, right? The purpose of a field, the Chazon Ish puts it, is to be motzi peros. So if it won't be motzi peros, that's called hefsid, and that allows. Now, what happens if it only won't be motzi peros this season? It won't be motzi peros this season, but, you know, after Shemitah, you'll water it, you'll do what you gotta do to it, and that's not simple. We'll delve into that more at length. It's getting late, and I don't wanna hatch plotch. These are very nogeya broad in Yonim, really, for the whole chaklaut of Shemitah that takes place. So that's one issue. The damage of the field or the tree, what about if it's only for this season? Not a permanent damage. That's a shaila. What about if it's only the peros will be ruined? The peros of Shvius. Chazon Ish was very makil, and again, that's Rav Kook Grado was very machmer on that, because the peros of Shvius don't belong to anybody. So We don't care if perishvias get ruined. Nobody loses out anything by it. So that's called chazanish, and that's pretty much been accepted by all, I believe. I don't know, there could be a kunshus next week. And the kunshus will be explaining why you have to buy from chutz laretz, right? Because you have all these problems. Or why it's better to be samech on the het to mechir. But that this is an area of kula, to say that because of the hefsed of the seventh year crop, you can do malachas d'rabbanon, because the seventh year crop won't grow. That's a kula, but it's a chazanish's kula, and it's pretty much accepted. Now, what about chelki? So they bring down from the chazanish that if a sixth of the crop will be ruined, the chazanish was magdered as a sixth. That's already enough to allow malachas drabonah to be done. If a sixth of the crop, but not less than that, that's called mashmoti. There's another area of kula. Well, but you have to, first let me say a chumra. And maybe we'll talk in coming weeks about papaya. Now I'm just talking gedarim. If the hezek will be only in kitzonis, in other words, if I would be the owner, I wouldn't be able to sell my fruit because it doesn't shine. It's a pale color. So no one will buy it. That is not hefset. That's not considered hefset. Because there's no balabas. There, everybody accepts the svara that there's no balabas in shvias. No one's selling their peiros really. So even if there's no market for it, but that's not a hefset that would allow malachas derabbanan to be done. What about if the consumer doesn't want it, not even because of the way it looks, but because it's a low quality? So there, you have the different Oitzer Bezdins have different attitude towards this. And this is really every single field. So it's like every Moshav would ask a Shaila of its Rav what he considers Hefsid. But if there's a Vad Shmita, what Eretz Yisrael does is that different groups form Vadei Shmita. So the Haredis has its Vad Shmita, and the Rabbanut has its Vad Shmita, and Bells has a very big Vad Shmita, and Rav Efrati has a Vad Shmita, Rav Rubin and Rav Kook have a Vad Shmita, and they really give to the degree that they either buy from Goyim, or from Chutz Laretz, or right, the Rabbanut one obviously does that to Mechira, and then they give. So they have contracts signed with different fields, with different farmers, and they give their hora out what the farmers can do, what they can't do. We're working on a new Vat Shmita for the coming Shmita. That if it works, there'll be another Vat Shmita. If you want to give a name, you get a 3 month supply of tomatoes. If you pick a good name for the new Vat Shmita that's being formed. So HaTorah Ba'aretz's Vat Shmita is called Otsar Ha'aretz, I think. Right, their Vat Shmita, that's the authorities that you see, that's their Vat Shmita. Anyway, they give Hora'os to the farmers, and they really have to when they deal with Jewish farmers, and they're going to take the fruit, the vegetables that grow, let's say that, we'll be talking about this, that started growing in Shishas, and went into Shvias. So they're allowed to be, they have Kedusha Shvias, but they're allowed to be eaten, or all the fruit of the trees that come out on Shvias are allowed to be eaten, and that has to go the Otzer Bezdin system. So they have to give Hora'os to their farmers. Can they spray? What will happen if they don't spray? How much can they water? And that's why, like this Sefer, and actually this also has charts, and you know how much watering they allow to different size fields, and based on what kind of crops. But these are the issues that there will be. It's a kula to say that the hefsid just of the seventh year crop allows you to do malachas d'rabbanon. Then it's a kula how much of the crop and what's called damage. People won't want to eat it. People wouldn't buy it. These are all issues that come up. Okay. Oh, it's interesting. When it comes to pirchei noi, flowers. So there, the chitzonius is for sure called damage, because since their whole purpose, but this is already like the late achronim. You're talking about this from Karelis, and you're talking about from Yashin. Like there, the chitzonius sticker, if it's not so nice, so that's called a damage, because its whole purpose is to look nice. So that's already called a significant damage, which allows Malachus Durabonim to be used. But again, if you have a Shiloh, you know, it's not so clear, you know, so you have to ask a Rav, and the Rav has to consult with the gardener. And really, every area in Halach is like that. But so here also, you have to have a knowledgeable Rav who will have a knowledgeable gardener who will know. Okay. Chazanish has a Chumrah. I don't know if it's a Chumrah. I mean, it's a Chumrah, but I don't know if it's... Chazanish says, if a particular thing happens to a single individual farmer, and his crops will be ruined unless he does a Malacha Derabanan, that is not allowed. When we talk about Malachas Derabanan, or allowing the fields to avoid the hezek, the damage, the ruination of either the crop or the plant, we're talking about something that's generally universal, that would affect all fields, a common thing. But if something in particular happened to one farmer, then it's not mutter. And if he has his field in a certain place where it's affected by the elements, let's say, and he wants to make a thing, that might not necessarily be mutter. It has to be something that would be a hezek derabim, but that would affect all fields under normal circumstances, that's what's allowed. Not if one particular person has a problem. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mr. Shem, in the coming weeks, we'll continue talking about agricultural avodos, but we'll get more into the practical, hopefully, the nitty-gritty, the practical, of, especially of the backyard garden, or whatever. Garden? Yeah.